Hello, this is Eric Jaworski, and you're listening to my podcast. I'm currently still trying to get the hang of making podcasts, so I've not really had practices or just whatever. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to, like, just talk whatever, and as, like, the track goes on, I just keep talking and talking, or I just do a sentence here and then cut it off, then do another sentence and all that. But one of the things I always thought about when podcasters is that they always do cut out. But now that I think about it, I do want to host my own voice, because when I was young, I was born with a tongue defect, or like my mouth was tied to the bottom of my tongue. And so if trying to think how to exactly phrase this, because I do have trouble trying to organize like my speech or talking at all. I always have trouble trying to, like, especially with public speaking, sometimes I may jumble on a little bit too much, or I may be rambling on, like, as I am kind of, like, doing right now. But anyways, I was born with a tongue defect where my mouth was tied to the bottom of my tongue. So I would probably talk to them like this. And I was lucky enough that my parents gave me surgery to be able to at least have a normal kind of tongue. But again, my speech was held back a year compared to my peers. So, like, people thought that I was, like, you know, I was supposed to be smart because I'm, like, a big guy who's, you know, looks old enough and should articulate. But honestly, I was really antisocial because I didn't know how to communicate at all with people. And my parents thought that I had autism, possibly, but luckily enough, I didn't. It was just because my communication skills were, as I said, lower compared to my peers. One idea that my parents thought of to help with my speech difficulties was to enlist me into a theater program, taking acting classes. And I am not going to lie, it was a great decision that my parents have done, because I do admit that I probably wouldn't have been as public or social as I have been if I wasn't even part of theater. And it definitely helped shape who I am today. And, yeah. But even today, like, after years of practice with, like, different stage productions, sometimes people look at me and say, oh, you're such a great speaker, but I do admit that sometimes I feel like I'm always messing things up. Sometimes I hate the sound of my own voice. Sometimes I just don't like this, like, right now I'm kind of, like, overcoming a cold right now, so I don't know if it sounds different now when I, like, record another time. But, excuse me. I always seem to have, like, sometimes difficulties when I'm speaking, especially with, like, enunciating words, and I don't know if this is, like, a common thing that everyone still has, like, to face with, or if it's just me and my difficulties with speaking. So it's like, you know, big words are always, like, tough for me to say, so I'm always, like, wanting to use other words, or, and as I said earlier, I'm always having trouble trying to organize thoughts. It's like, I always have good ideas in my head that are flowing in, but when I come to actually talk about it, it either is jumbled up, or I just don't know how to exactly say it. And, like, as I said, this whole podcast is in one whole frame. Like, I'm not doing any cuts, I'm not doing any edits. This is me talking right now, real time. And I don't know if you can judge this or not, if I am actually talking or not, but I feel like if I'm going to do these reviews, I feel I will have to, like, cut to be able to organize myself instead of having to ramble on and waste data or something like that. But maybe later on when I'm making these podcasts, I may try to just keep it at one sort of track, because I feel this might help with my speech difficulties and trying to organize my thoughts and actually think clearly as I'm speaking to you all on this podcast. So that's basically what I just wanted to tell, is that I'm not quite sure how exactly I'll be editing my podcast, and that's the way I do edit my podcast is based upon my speech difficulty that I've had trouble for with years. So thanks.